It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. Wisconsin hospitals are administering coronavirus vaccines to their staff, and that includes UW Health in Madison, where Mariah Clark is a nurse in the emergency department. She recorded this diary the day she learned she'd be getting the shot.
I just stepped outside after my post-work shower. It is December 17th, and it's nearly 6 a.m. I was about to go to bed, but this warrants noting. So I woke up yesterday morning on the 16th to a text message from one of my supervisors saying that I was scheduled to get my COVID-19 vaccination today. And I was just so excited. Honestly, I knew that we'd be among the first because, you know, emergency ICU and other staff with direct daily patient care of COVID-19 patients would be in the first tier for vaccination and part of the first bit of the rollout. But I didn't think I would be getting it quite so soon. So I was really excited to get that text message this morning. The science is amazing. The science is fascinating. And I mean, I am excited. I'm excited to help protect my patients and to help protect my family and to help protect myself. But most of all, I'm really happy that this is happening. And I'm happy to be part of history in one of the more significant mass vaccination campaigns of my lifetime. I'm excited to get the fastest developed vaccines in recent history. The last quickest vaccine development was the mumps vaccine, and that took 4 years and was considered remarkable. This took us 1 year. And while mRNA vaccination is new, mRNA vaccine research is not. And I am very comfortable getting this vaccine and hope to be able to be an example that encourages others to do the same when it becomes more and more widely available. And I hope that it means that slowly, gradually, months from now, return to something resembling the normalcy we knew before.
That was UW Health Emergency Department nurse Mariah Clark, who was vaccinated later that day on December 17th. You can find more on this series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. It is at WPR.org/Outbreak Wisconsin. Coming up, it's a win for climate policy in the COVID relief legislation. Do you approve of Congress including measures to tackle climate change in the stimulus package? Or do you think it should have been limited to pandemic relief? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234 as we talk with a policy analyst from the Natural Resources Defense Council. You can join in at emailideas@WPR.org. We'll break it down after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Control of the Senate is at stake today in Georgia, where two runoff elections will determine whether Republicans keep their majority. GOP incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are facing off against Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. The president and president-elect Joe Biden were each in Georgia yesterday to rally supporters. Emma Hurt with member station WABE reports on Trump's speech to supporters in Dalton.
The president set the tone at the top of his speech by saying there is, quote, no way he lost Georgia. He went on to repeat debunked conspiracy theories about voter fraud and vowed to return to Georgia to campaign against former ally Governor Brian Kemp. Kemp has refused to overstep the state constitution and intervene in the election. Despite the mixed messages, the president did still urge Republicans to vote in the runoffs.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them. You just can't let them steal the U.S. Senate. You can't let it happen.
More than 3 million early votes have been cast of about 7.7 million registered voters. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Dalton, Georgia.
Biden spoke to supporters of Ossoff and Warnock at a rally in Atlanta. National Guard troops have been activated in Washington, D.C. ahead of tomorrow's expected vote in Congress to affirm Joe Biden's win in the election. Protests are likely in the nation's capital. This is NPR News.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio News at 7:31. I'm Melissa Ingalls. Canadian oil and gas company Cenovus Energy has closed on a nearly $5 billion deal to buy Calgary-based Husky Energy. As Danielle Kading reports, Husky owns and operates Wisconsin's only oil refinery.
The deal was first announced in October. The oil industry has struggled due to lower demand for fuel during the coronavirus pandemic. Husky reported billions in losses through the end of September. Cenovus CEO and president Alex Pourbaix said in a statement that the deal will make the company stronger and able to weather the current environment. The merger will lead to workforce reductions, but a Husky spokeswoman says the majority of job losses will take place in Canada. Husky typically employs around 200 workers year-round at the Superior Refinery. Hundreds more were expected to complete a $750 million rebuild to repair damage from an explosion 2 years ago. The president of the Northern Wisconsin Building and Trades Council, Kyle Bukovich, says he's been told the deal will have no effect on Husky's plans to rebuild. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Republicans have unveiled a new proposal to respond to the social and economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The wide-ranging bill was released Monday on the first day of the new legislative session. During the assembly's first meeting, Republican Speaker Robin Voss said the plan would be fast-tracked.
Those of you who were here know the legislature approved a bipartisan relief package within the first month of the pandemic. This week, the assembly should act once again.
Voss said the plan was written with the support of the GOP-controlled state Senate, but it faces an uncertain future with Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The bill includes several measures Evers has called, quote, poison pills, including limits on local health officials and schools that want to provide virtual instruction. Wisconsin's seven-day average for new coronavirus infections is starting to slowly rise after weeks of declines. The Department of Health Services confirmed 1,407 new cases yesterday, bringing the seven-day average to 2,255. That's up from the recent low of about 1,900 at the end of last year, but well below the peak of more than 6,500 in mid-November. Still, all of Wisconsin's 72 counties have been classified as having high levels of virus activity or higher, with most categorized as very high and three counties at critically high. It's WPR.
Support for WPR comes from businesses like Port Washington Tourism and Hansen & Associates. Business support plays an important role in WPR's success. Details on becoming a business sponsor are at wpr.org/sponsor.
Four simple steps can help stop COVID in Wisconsin. Wear a mask, wash your hands, limit gatherings, and maintain social distance whenever you go out. Together, we can save Wisconsin lives. Find out more at dhs.wisconsin.gov.